AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Welcome news for humanitarian relief efforts in Gaza. As U.S. officials say, a military-built pier off the coast of Gaza has been reconnected to the beach after a portion of it was damaged during storms and rough surf.
We expect to resume delivery of humanitarian assistance from the sea in the coming days.
That's U.S. Central Command's Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, who says the pier is vital since it provides a large portion of the aid reaching Gaza. President Biden continuing his trip to France as part of ceremonies to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings during World War II. Biden will meet with French President Macron Saturday to discuss the war in Ukraine. A small plane crash in Washington state claiming the life of Apollo 8 astronaut Bill Anders. Anders took part in the Apollo 8 mission, the first to send humans in orbit around the moon. He also took the famous Earthrise photo showing Earth rising from the lunar surface. He was 90 years old. This is ABC News. Following the death of O.J. Simpson in April, the FBI now releasing 475 pages of documents pertaining to the investigation of O.J. and the 1994 murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman.
The documents released mostly focus on the investigation. It shows the FBI was very interested in the rare Bruno Mali shoes that were worn by the murderer. Detectives actually visited Italy to research the manufacturing and distribution of these shoes. Hundreds of other pages show details about the collection and testing of forensic evidence from the crime scene. One page shows a number of fibers recovered from the infamous white Ford Bronco.
ABC's Carlos Granda in Los Angeles. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas belatedly acknowledging more trips he took at the expense of Republican megadonor Harlan Crow. Thomas has faced criticism for failing to report in his financial disclosures the luxury trips paid for by Crow and others. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a surefire savings tip for the next time you have to buy a car. The move? Getting pre-approved for an auto loan from your bank or credit union before you head to the dealership. If your credit score is reasonable, your bank is probably going to pre-approve your loan. And bonus, this puts you in the driver's seat when you're talking about a car loan from the dealership. Car dealers love to try to get you to take a more expensive loan or a longer loan. That makes them more money, you know? But when you walk in with a pre-approved loan, they will usually work to offer you an even better rate than the bank. That's what happened to me. And my car, which I am paying off at a bragworthy 2.4% interest rate, is proof that this approach works. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking for audits of Milwaukee public schools. That's in addition to the financial audit already underway. This comes after Milwaukee schools failed to turn in financial reports due last September. Now, the state is withholding more than $16 million in aid. Evers' proposed audits would look into the functionality and effectiveness of Milwaukee's public schools. The scandal at Waupun Prison is renewing talks of replacing the aging state prisons at Waupun and Green Bay. State Representative Mark Bourne says the lockups are too old to remodel.
Both of those facilities, they're built in such a different way that refurbishing them is very difficult, very expensive. It would be hard to make them useful in a modern prison way.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt recommends remodeling or rebuilding. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, you know, you hit balls hard and they get caught.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over 500. The Tigers are 31-31. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds return to the area tonight, some rain developing late, and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, more clouds around, a couple of showers early, then maybe some sunny peaks in the afternoon. Highs to the low 70s. Nice Sunday, mostly sunny, high mid-70s. Currently it's 56.
Sure, what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market? This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We Real Cool by Gwendolyn Brooks. The pool players. Seven at the Golden Shovel. We Real Cool. We left school. We lurk late, we strike straight. We sing sin, we thin gin. We jazz June. We die soon. From Poe. At midnight in the month of June, I stand beneath the mystic moon. An opiate vapor, dewy, dim, exhales from out her golden rim, and softly dripping drop by drop upon the quiet mountaintop, steals drowsily and musically into the universal valley. The rosemary nods upon the grave, the lily lolls upon the wave, wrapping the fog about its breast, the ruin molders into rest. Looking like Lethe, see the lake a conscious slumber seems to take, and would not for the world awake. It is June. It is the beginning. It is the dawn of democracy summer. I worry that Joe Biden's recitation of the importance of democracy, his repeated theme, can be drowned out as just politics, because there is a team that has grown in power, that is widely financed, including by secret money, to drown out the basic message of democracy. And not only drown it out, but to make it just seem like it's just a political line. It's just like one side of an argument. And therefore, there must be another side. I think that Joe Biden is manifesting deep leadership when he uses every chance in a major address to talk about democracy itself. Not merely talk about wealth disparities, not merely talk about taxes, not merely talk about economic growth, not merely talk about the fact that he has had the best jobs record of any recent president. Not merely to talk about climate change, something I care about, I think a lot of you care about. Not only talk about women's right to choose, a defining issue for this generation and anybody who has any right to be elected to any important office, but not taking democracy itself for granted. That I don't want to be an alarmist, but even if we're not alarmists, if we can take a lesson from Cynthia Carmina Gomez, if we can put ourselves into the future, if we can try to imagine what it looks like if pro-democracy forces don't unite, if we stay a little too quiet, a little too inactive, if we don't give and walk and call in and listen and share and talk on the doorstep, on the telephone, in pieces of mail, in social media, over the dinner table, at the water cooler if those still exist. Put yourself in the future, blank number of years from now. You can pick the number of years. What's the country look like? What do the courts look like? What does our fight against climate change look like? What is the fact that we've actually been making pro-climate investments in this country over the last few years? 21st century worthy infrastructure, knock on wood, I hope. What does that look like? What do a woman's freedoms look like? What does our access to the ballot look like? What is the norm? I don't like the word norm because maybe norm isn't good, but I do like the word principle. What is our principle of not only free and fair elections, but of a peaceful transition of power look like? Think about things that are important to you. What does the middle class look like? If we don't make sure there's antitrust protection in this country, there's actually an administration with a Federal Trade Commission that will actually enforce antitrust laws, what does economic power look like? What do wealth disparities look like? What does artificial intelligence look like? What does big tech look like? What does Mark Zuckerberg look like? What does Elon Musk look like? And I don't just mean like, what does he look like with his shirt off? Put yourself there. Try to imagine that. And let's commit this summer to doing something. Let's commit this summer to making it a democracy summer. I don't want to be an alarmist, but so that it isn't our last, or at least pulling back from being an alarmist, so we don't regret that we didn't. And again, I don't want to be too much an alarmist, but I also don't want to be just too polite. I don't know if present reality mandates alarm, then I don't want to be the chicken big. I don't want to be the opposite of chicken little. I want to be the person where the sky is in fact falling that isn't willing to say, hey, wait a minute, what's the piece of thing on the ground over there? When there actually is a wolf at the door, we don't say, hey, wolf at the door, because we don't want to be the person who cried anything. I have imagined, I have criticized, I have lamented what Germans in the early 1930s and late 1920s were doing and not doing. Imagine, well, what would I have done? What do I wish I would have done? There was all I would have done, just saying, oh, well, it's not my style. But he's kind of a weirdo. He has a weird mustache. Charlie Chaplin makes fun of him, so it's probably not a big deal. Let me be clear, I'm not equating them. But I'm saying we can be prisoners of the moment. It can be hard to put ourselves into the future. That's why I'm so glad Cynthia came on, because each of us need to put ourselves into that future. Let's put ourselves in the present right now and take calls, because you've been waiting patiently. Let's go ahead with Lee from...
Strike those words. And he said, you mean I can't state a fact for the record? And they are refusing to allow just plain facts to be admitted into the record.
That's correct.
And another woman tried that also. Oh, I can't believe, I thought, you know, people might have been talking about that more today, because yeah. I find that absolutely just unbelievable.
Well, I felt so alone.
Well, it's one of the reasons this show exists. So forgive me, Lee, it's part of the reason the show exists, right? It's so that we don't. So don't feel alone. That yeah. here you belong. Yeah. But please, finish your point.
That's right. I'm having a new shirt made up with a message about, you know, Bob LaFalle on the front, but the back starts with, participation is the key role of citizens in democracy. It is not only their right, but it is their duty. And that's the number one principle of democracy. And here's what Patrick Henry said back in the day. No free government can be preserved but by firm adherence to justice and virtue and by frequent commitment to fundamental principles. You know, there's a lot of talk about the church, what do we call it, community dying, because they've basically given up on righteousness. They don't stand up for what's right anymore. And the young people just don't want to join because they don't want to go and, you know, sing a few hymns and listen to the, you know, the latest Bible verse and then go home. They want to hear somebody say, let's get out on the streets and make this place better.
Let's do something that matters.
You're exactly on track. Yeah. Here's something that I think you ought to know also. There's a guy, I can't remember his name. He's starting what's called a revolution, mm-hmm. basically saying, you know, nothing's working as a government, so let's start over. His name is Bob Avakian, okay. A-V-A-K-I-A-N. His website is revcom.us, and I think you ought to check that out.
I'll check it out.
I think he's on track, too.
Lee, thanks so much for the call, man.
I'm so glad you're on the board today, Jefferson. I get Patreon, so I'll get your whole show, you know, on my website, on my emails.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, thanks for supporting the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the kind words. Appreciate you. Let's go to Alan. You win the most patient listener award. Go ahead, Alan.
Yes, you know, these hearings that's been going on in the Congress, every time I see one of these hearings, I wonder, how is it that a person like Jim Jordan can issue subpoenas to people and say that they could be locked up if they don't comply, and then he defies a subpoena, and nobody does anything about it? I don't understand that. I mean, the Senate can't do anything? I mean...
No, ultimately, unfortunately, I mean, not really, right? There's supposed to be a separation of powers. You don't in the big picture. And in fact, Lee's call and his quote of Patrick Henry that I will butcher, but the democracy can't be preserved without a vigorous fight for it, without justice, without virtue, without trying to do the right thing. I'm reminded of my dad, who would tell me as a kid. You know, again, my dad was a prosecutor and was a lawyer and was an elected official, and he said, ultimately, there is no form of government that is good enough that will keep things going well and keep things safe if there isn't also self-government, if there isn't also a commitment to doing the right thing. And this is amplified if somebody is a committee chair in the House of Representatives, that ultimately the challenge of the modern Republican Party is it will not self-regulate. Donald Trump is the classic example. To me, Donald Trump is not merely an impeachment of Donald Trump. It is not merely an impeachment of Donald Trump voters, an impeachment of the apparatus that has elected him and supported him, because what it has demonstrated is it will not police itself. It will not say, oops, that violates our principles, therefore we don't want it. You get a few Republicans that sort of talk trash about him, and he keeps rolling along because the media sticks with him, his voters stick with him, other power players stick with him. And even when he's a convicted felon, they're like, oh, we're still with him. They won't self-regulate. What has become very, very clear, and it gives me no glee to say this. I do not say this as a partisan fighter. But as an analyst, what has made it very clear is I used to say there were two things. Now there's only one choice. There are two things that will need to happen. Either the Republican Party needs to start demonstrating accountability from within its ranks. It needs to do things like oust its own people who are not abiding by its own and the nation's principles. Or it has to lose elections repeatedly, repeatedly, repeatedly. What we now know is that first thing ain't going to happen. The Republican Party is not going to hold itself accountable. The only thing that will hold Jim Jordan accountable, the only thing that will hold the Republicans accountable, is losing elections over and over and over and at significant margins. Alan, thank you so much for calling.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. We'll be right back.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Meeting you to celebrate our great state.
It's On the Road with Jane and Todd.
We are going to be broadcasting from places where you can come as we're doing both of our shows. Say hi, and I'm so looking forward to having the chance to sit down and talk to folks.
And that's the fun part of it, is just having conversations with real people.
It's Matt and Air on Air and the Todd Alba Show together on the road.
June 11th through the 14th from 10 to 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Like wood look waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Welcome back. Let's go straight to your calls. Let's go to Dave from Hoffman Estate, Illinois.
Hey, Jefferson. Talk about the PACT Act, the expansion of the PACT Act. That back in February,
yeah,
and was to give veterans a chance to get health care through the VA who might not previously qualified for it. Now, that expansion includes all veterans who served in Vietnam, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, and the global war on terror, or any other combat zone after 9/11.
Yeah.
And talking about toxins and hazards, all of that. But you'll notice there's nothing about Cold War. Cold War veterans, especially like those of us that served in the late 70s, like they just did a story they took from the Daily Montanan or whatever, where this veteran, they talked about in there, he had served at Fort Ord, California, and where they extensively, they used that stuff to kill poison ivy and the poison oak, and it, you know, polluted the streams and stuff with the, and now these guys are getting, you know, getting all these symptoms, you know, prostate cancers, that kind of stuff, but they're not part of the deal.
Thank you. I appreciate you sharing that fact. I had not connected those dots, so thanks for teaching us about it. Thank you, Dave.
And also, there was in Korea back in 2011 that Camp Carroll.
Yeah.
They had where these three veterans who they buried 250 barrels of Agent Orange in an unlined hole.
Yeah.
And that, and if you want to follow up on it, it's in the 2011 Business Insider of May 24th.
May 24th, Business Insider. Thank you, Dave. I want to get to Ed before we go to break. Ed from Columbus, Ohio. Go ahead. Ed, you there?
Okay, hi. I am an alarmist, and I live in... Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I am an alarmist, and I live in Jim Jordan's district, so I'm in bad shape.
All right. I appreciate it.
Here's... I'd like you to talk me down, if you could. Here's my scenario. 2020 was the last Democratic election we'll ever have, because if Trump wins in 2024, it's over. If Biden wins, even if he wins all 50 states and we sweep the House of Representatives, we will still lose, because the House of Representatives will not seat the winners. They'll find some objection to the voting rights. They will not certify it, and we'll go on, and at the when the Inauguration Day comes, there won't be a president. All of a sudden, the Speaker of the House will be a president. Would you please shoot holes in that?
Oh, I appreciate it. All right. So first, I'll make it scarier and then less scary. So the scary part. This is why, and I think we get it twisted. And I think the fact that cable news, that so many viewers don't watch the news, right? They watch little clips on social media, little things, and the little thing has a hard time of. Can have the hard time of sharing context. And it definitely has a harder time sharing context that disrupts our priors, that doesn't merely reinforce what we already think. It's hard to actually learn from it. The reason why it matters so much that Donald Trump is an election denier, it's not that it shows that he's a lying guy. That's not the point. The point is, if that builds a movement that's election deniers, it raises exactly the specter, exactly the risk you're saying. The good news is, it's talking to people who are linked to sort of the military, is if there's a real... If there's a real clear election result, I do think you have enough generals who aren't on the side of fascism at this point.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be back, and thank you, Ed, for your call.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Behold the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer. This isn't some bean counter. Today's CFOs are critical to the strategy, growth, and profitability of their businesses. But in growing companies, there are two kinds of CFOs. The ones who are struggling to keep up with spreadsheets everywhere, manual processes, errors, and a lack of visibility into the numbers. And the one who's on top of their game. Automated reports, inventory, e-commerce, and HR flow into the financial model seamlessly. Insights coming with a click of a button. This CFO uses NetSuite by Oracle. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. That's why NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system used by over 29,000 growing businesses. Like I said, the CFOs who get it, get
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Welcome news for humanitarian relief efforts in Gaza. As U.S. officials say, a military-built pier off the coast of Gaza has been reconnected to the beach after a portion of it was damaged during storms and rough surf.
We expect to resume delivery of humanitarian assistance from the sea in the coming days.
That's U.S. Central Command's Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, who says the pier is vital since it provides a large portion of the aid reaching Gaza. President Biden continuing his trip to France as part of ceremonies to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings during World War II. Biden will meet with French President Macron Saturday to discuss the war in Ukraine. A small plane crash in Washington state claiming the life of Apollo 8 astronaut Bill Anders. Anders took part in the Apollo 8 mission, the first to send humans in orbit around the moon. He also took the famous Earthrise photo showing Earth rising from the lunar surface. He was 90 years old. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Even after a year of deep budget cuts, seven University of Wisconsin schools are still more than $17 million in debt. UW-Oshkosh has run through all its reserves. That's a first for the UW system. The other schools are Eau Claire, Parkside, River Falls, Stevens Point, Superior, and Whitewater. More and more senior citizens are falling victim to Medicare scams. The program loses around $60 billion a year to fraud, errors, and abuse. Medicare program manager Sherry Smith says scammers often call senior citizens looking to steal their Medicare numbers.
They'll say, I'm from Medicare and we're calling to confirm your number. Is it 12345? And you go, oh no, it's 678910. And you've just given them your Medicare number.
Smith says Medicare doesn't call people at home, so just hang up. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds return to the area tonight, some rain developing late, and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, more clouds around, a couple of showers early, then maybe some sunny peaks in the afternoon. Highs to the low 70s. Nice Sunday, mostly sunny, high mid-70s. Currently 57 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, I just don't get it. What was in it for them?
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio, 92.
Get my daily writings where I take on the big picture issues of our day at HartmanReport.com.
It's Democracy Summer. And they want to thank you to the people who sponsor this show and encourage you to support the people who sponsor this show. And I want to talk about Cozy Earth. It can be so uncomfortable to be in bed on a hot summer night. But now, if you discover the secret to better sleep, Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling, bedding, and sleepwear, it'll be so much better. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, regulates body temperature, ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. Sleep like a baby when you switch to Cozy Earth. I think you will too. Right now, listeners can get an exclusive 30% off Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom and enter promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now. Enter promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with promo code Tom. After checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose our show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. Stay cozy and stay cool in the summer. Now that's a mix. Welcome back. It is Democracy Summer. Who said? We said. Today, on Anything Goes Friday, it's one of the things that went. It's making it clear that it is Democracy Summer. As Tom would say, tag, you're it. We'll still be together for another 24 minutes. It's going to be great. We're going to be talking about Democracy Summer. We're going to be taking your calls. Let's go to Steve from Yorba Linda, the winner of the Most Patient Listener Award. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello, hello. Is this Jeff?
Yes.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
My subject today might seem odd, but I think it's at the center of a lot of thinking that we do here in the United States.
Odd things at the center of our thinking sounds interesting. Go ahead.
Most people, when they talk about the United States, they don't say that. They say America. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that America is a continent, mm-hmm. and it goes from, you know, near the North Pole all the way to the bottom of South America.
Uh-huh.
And we live in the United States of America. Uh-huh. It says that on our money.
Yep.
But the fact is, the country is the United States. Uh-huh. And so, unfortunately, when we say America, we're stretching the definition.
No, in fact, it's kind
of
it's kind of funny to, in back-to-back sentences, paragraphs, speeches, TV ads, or policy proposals, to say, I'm an American. And I hate Mexicans, like it does, because, by the way, so are they. So I hear your point. And to be clear, don't take that out of context. We love everybody. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it has to do with perspective. Yep. And in fact, if you look at a world globe like I have sitting in my room here, if you look at that, it says where we are. It says the United States. And then yep. the smaller letters around there somewhere, it says North America.
Yep.
You know, it does not say.
What do you think? What do you think that flaw? Because I've thought about it. I experimented with saying United Statesian, you know, instead of American, and it just sounded so clumsy. I stopped trying to do that. What do you think comes up? What do you think we get wrong? I mentioned immigration, but what do you think we get wrong, either in policy proposals or morally or in how we interact with one another by the imprecision of being Americans? But wait, what we actually mean is people from the United States of America.
Yep, there you go.
And but why does it matter?
Like I said, I think it matters because America is more than just the United
yeah,
States.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know,
I hear you.
Well, and so, yeah, and consequently, it's okay to think of ourselves as residents of these United States.
Yep.
And on our money, maybe it confuses people because it says on a dollar bill, the United States of America.
Yeah.
Well, I would suggest they go back and think about when our money was being originally created. America, quote unquote, the United States consisted, didn't really have all the states we have right now.
Yeah, it was even less of America then.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't include California all the way over to New York.
Yeah.
Or Hawaii or Alaska.
Yeah, no, it was a small piece. It was a small piece. Now it's Not most of, it's not all of, but it used to be a tiny piece of America. It's a good point. I appreciate it. Let's go to another Steve from Orchards, Washington. Nice place, Orchards. Steve from Orchards, you there? Not hearing Steve. We're going to go to Eugene from Sacramento's.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Eugene. I'm a long-term fan of Tom. I'd like to comment on Trump's ability to remain alert and awake. What we saw during, I'm also a psychiatrist. Aside from his diagnosis as a personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder, and his sociopathy, he suffers from narcolepsy. You know, he cannot stay awake. Part of narcolepsy also includes something called cataplexy, and that's the inability of the smooth muscles to maintain their strength. So he has to wear diapers. So this is not a small thing. He projected this by saying that both of them should be tested. I think Biden should take him up on that and test him for something called Provigil, the drug that's commonly used for narcolepsy.
All right. So I had a different, and I'm not a psychiatrist, and therefore I have multiple reasons not to try to diagnose people from my insufficiently educated armchair. But my armchair, nonetheless, hunch was that the him falling asleep was sort of a manifestation of his narcissism, that if the subject matter wasn't driven by him, if he didn't get to talk, if it wasn't something that, if it wasn't an important moment in his mind, then it wouldn't, he couldn't stay awake for it, or he just didn't have the time. And I do fear that that is related to his fitness for the presidency, or his lack of fitness, that how many times was he unable to, and is he unable to pay attention about the things mm-hmm. that don't feel like they are about him, that aren't the things that are manifesting from him, that aren't impacting him in the way that he wants them to impact him or how he wants to impact others. And that's how I thought about it. But I'll give you the last word.
I think your comments are valid. However, he did fall asleep. I mean, he
actually fell asleep. Yep.
Actually fell asleep. He was noted to, pass gas constantly. That's a symptom of narcolepsy. But that's how not appropriate to make diagnoses without seeing the patient. And I agree with that. But I think it's something that's important.
Yeah. Well, Eugene, I appreciate the call. And I would say go Sacramento Kings, but you guys lost early in the playoffs. And I'm not a Celtics fan. That's just all I'll say about that. All right. Pat from Mason. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi. How are you, Jeff? I've enjoyed your show today.
I'm glad. Thank you.
Really good. I'm a longtime listener of Tom back to America or
Air America.
Yeah. No, I can't even remember. Yeah, Air America. That's it.
Which our previous caller would have said should have been Air United States of America, but we won't go there. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I've been thinking about all that Trump has got away with in his life and the lack of accountability and the further understanding of what I thought was a justice system that was equal for all, to really realize that it really is a separate system for people who have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that's very sad to learn. And I think a lot of people of color have known that for a long time. Anybody that observes life knows that for a long time. But one of the things that my quick point, the 34 counts and now convictions of him as a felony, as a felonist, is that a word? As a felonist? It doesn't feel like he's been convicted, although initially I cried when I heard that he had been convicted of all 34 counts, because he's not still held accountable. He's throughout the trial. I think it was tricky for Judge Michonne, but yet he should have been jailed. He should be jailed now. He's a danger to our country. He's allowed to be a free individual. He's not a free individual. He's a convict. And 34 counts of hiding money under fraud is very, it's the tip of the iceberg of what it caused. It caused him to become president.
Yeah.
And he is not, was not elected as president. Yep. Fraudulently, he was. Yeah. And it's just, I'm very disappointed that the Georgia trial has now been on hold, put on hold, as well as Eileen Cannon's.
Yep.
It just feels like, what the heck is happening to our country?
No, I hear you, Pat. And I actually want to say something, and thank you for the call. It triggered something that hadn't occurred to me sufficiently. It's part of the challenge when there's such a cascade, I will avoid cursing, just a cascade of hogwash coming at us mm-hmm. all the time, mm-hmm. and it can shut down our brains as much as it turns them on. And when we think about the, when we hear that Donald Trump is involved in an unfair carriage of justice, well, I think you probably agree with that. But who do you think it's unfair to? Do we really think, all these people say, Dr. Phil comes out and says, Dr. Phil, come on. Comes out and says, it seems to me there's some irregularities in the trial. All this stuff, all of this hogwash, there's a polite word, to try to make the case that somehow Donald Trump is being treated unfairly, let's posit, okay, yes, he is. But to whose benefit? To Donald Trump's benefit! Do we really think, do my conservative listeners right now really think that if you were subject to these same accusations, if you had had a trial and you had been convicted, that you would receive the same treatment? If you acted as Donald Trump acted during the trial, do you think you would have been not subject to spending a night in jail? Do you think if it were you, and you had been found liable of sexual assault in a rape trial, that you would have been nominated to anything, that you would have been hired or elevated for anything that would have impacted you significantly? If there is a double standard of justice, do we really think it is at Donald Trump's detriment? Of course not. Of course not, my Fox News watchers. There's a double standard of justice in Trump's favor. What we're trying to do is make sure it's not entirely in his favor. You got 30 seconds. Samurai from Norcross.
Okay. I have three questions.
Oh, we have time for one.
Okay. Why is it that when fascists want to have and promote the dystopia, they can have and promote it, but when fascists and the right want to have and promote the dystopia, they can have and promote it, but when the communists and the left want to have and promote their utopia, they cannot have and promote it.
Sarah, I was unfair to you. I caught you at the very end of this. If you'd stay on hold for a minute, I'm going to take you after the break so I can make sure I'm hearing your question, because I'm not hearing it well enough. And I'll accept responsibility because I rushed you a little bit. We'll come back in just a moment. You're listening to Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jefferson Smith. Honored to be with you. We're going to come back with a big, big finish.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is Tom Hartman Show, 202-808-9925. Big. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving.
Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, the two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Madison, it's time to rock the gamma ray. The Maxine Concert Series, Friday, June 14th, with Eddie 8 Dynamite.
All about that girl. Oh, yeah. All about that girl.
Iron Plow. And Marston. The Maxine Concert Series live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advance tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI Overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google, it says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Wages and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real stuff or is it all hype? Well, for us, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients that our dogs need. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog human. You love your little dog. Hello, George. Everybody loves you. You're a good dog. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. And that's why we love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable, dry to the touch. You don't have to squeeze it from a wet pouch. It's not messy. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it still has optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef, liver, dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text T-H-O-M to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. And all dogs are good boys unless they're good dogs and good girls. All right. We got 2 minutes. Bill, you've been waiting patiently. You got 30 seconds.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hi there. I tell you what, I thought about something while I was waiting. Your senator, I know his last name starts with M. Is it Jeff?
We have a Merkley and we have a Wyden.
Okay, it's a Merkley. Washington Post had an article where he was holding a Senate committee last week, and he was talking to somebody that was in the transportation department. It wasn't Mayor Pete. And he asked this question, because I think it's more pertinent to your part of the world. Of the $1.2 trillion that were in the Infrastructure Act, do you know how many charging stations have been built?
Yeah, far too few. We're way behind. But when you called into the screener, you said you wanted to say something else. You wanted to ask what Democrats have accomplished from average Americans.
Yes. Okay. I'll go to that real quickly. I am curious.
Yeah. No. I hear your point, but I'll try to answer the question that you asked the call screener. And thanks for the call. I would say Social Security. I'd say Medicare. I'd say NATO. I'd say Medicaid. I'll say the Security and Exchange Act. I'd say the Fair Labor Standards Act. I'd say the Civil Rights Act. I'd say Head Start. I'd say Family and Medical Leave. I'd say the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act. That's Obamacare. I'd say the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 and Modern Infrastructure Jobs, Recovering the Economy After a Pandemic near what nearly was a depression, instead was just a recession. Those are a few things that I would have said to the question you asked our screener. But let me say this. Most of what I want to say is thank you. Thank you to people who fought and died, who lost loved ones 80 years and a day ago in D-Day, who saved democracy. Thank you to the people who are trying to make media better, holding it to a higher standard. To people like Ed, who want to make sure this isn't the last election we ever have. People like Carol, who want to make sure that people remember that Ukraine is a big deal. People like Pat, who want to remind us that we need a fair system of justice that's actually fair, even for the powerful. We want to think about also the future, thanks to Cynthia Carmina Gomez. And thanks to each of you. Thanks to Pearson for calling me the favorite substitute teacher. Tom will be back on Monday. And thank you to all of you for having Democracy Summer. I am optimistic about the state of America and about our future because of you.
For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Night
Spotlight with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband Jim would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Kremillard. U.S. officials say a U.S.-built temporary pier off the coast of